Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
You know how I know, right? Because after the 28th button that is pressed,
yeah.
I know that I think we're live.
You know what you know.
I know what I know. Dream team.
Yeah.
The dream team.
The dream team, yes.
Yeah, look at us. A little off topic, a little off time, but look at us. We're ready to go. It's the handsome devil's there, the Doodoo and Foo show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Doodoo Savage.
I am Mike Crisafulli Foo.
Foo and Doodoo, or as Coach Lee likes to call us, the Doofy and Foofy, or
Foo Foo and Doodoo
and Dookie, and he's got all the jokes. Coach Lee's got all the jokes, right? So as we talked about last week, we're in a new set. We got a little ready. Let's pause. Ready? Can you guys hear that? New office. The gym is right there. You're gonna hear the horn sound all the time. It gets pretty loud in here. Yeah. We'll see how much the mics pick up. But we're here at the new office starting to take shape. Added the three posters down there this week. We are, what's today? The
8th.
8th of August, the 8th of August. We're going a little bit later than normal. Get into that a little bit later. But what's up? How's the week?
It was good.
Yeah.
Good week. Yeah, work was good.
Still hot?
Very.
Oh. Still hot?
Yes, it is.
I don't think summer's ever going to end. This has been a brutal one.
Yeah, we still got the rest of this month. It's going to be hot.
It's going to
be hot into September.
Yeah. And North Las Vegas has no mercy.
No,
it's just
no.
Like 6, 7, 8 degrees warmer.
Yeah, of course.
We just finished some grub. Why don't you tell them what we had this week?
Voodoo chicken wings. First time I had them. It was good.
Yeah, no.
I was impressed, yeah.
Good call on the naked wings, no sauce, no nothing, because then you can kind of make it as spicy or not. Really good wings.
Yeah.
And my fried pickles.
Fried pickles,
love
yeah.
Fried pickles.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Something new in my life probably like 4 or 5 years
yeah.
ago. And then the fries, what did you say they
fries
were?
Fries were good, fries like were called, midstream or something, pickles or something like that.
No, the fries. What's the cut?
Oh, the fries, yeah. Mid steam or something.
Yeah, odd shapes, odd cut.
Like they were wavy.
And just like Cane's, they were in the styrofoam, so they came a little soggy.
Yeah.
Bang, hit them in the air fryer.
Yep.
Bring them right back to life.
Perfect. It was good.
Right
yeah,
back to
absolutely.
Life. Yeah, so here we are, episode 20.
Okay.
Hit me with some.
Oh.
I mean, 20s.
Barry Sanders, right?
Barry Sanders, one of my favorite. Might be my favorite football player of all time.
Billy Sims preceded him. He was number 20, both for the Lions,
wow.
right?
Yeah.
Cal Ripken.
Brian Shaw?
Sherman Douglas and Ray
Sherman
Allen for
Douglas,
the
Ray Allen.
For the Celtics. My guy Joe Morris for the Giants.
Morris, yep.
Frank Robinson. No. Yeah, it was Frank Robinson number 20.
Lou Brock.
Mike Schmidt.
Definitely a lot of Schmidt. There's definitely a lot more.
There's a lot of 20s out there.
A lot of 20s.
Yeah.
Sherm Douglas came to mind when I was thinking about it the other day.
Yeah.
I didn't remember Ray Allen.
Yeah.
Jeez, I want to say Brian Shaw when he was
with
the Celtics.
He may have one.
I have to look that up post-game.
Yeah.
Yeah, episode 20. Holy smokes. Yeah. 20 weeks in a row, 20 too.
20 weeks in a row. I think your guy, sticking with the Celtics, we're quick. I think your guy, Gordon Hayward, too. We just talked about
Gordon,
him last week.
Yeah, just retired. Yeah, he might have been 22. Yeah, no, 20 is a pretty common number because for so many years, and especially in basketball, you had to have five or under or five and under so that the refs could call number 2-0. They couldn't do.
Right.
But now those rules have changed. They've actually changed in college, too, where we can get kind of creative with the numbers. But we're going to stay old school and keep it within that realm.
There we go.
But yeah, show number 20. Busy day here on campus. Like I said, we got the girls in there with an open gym, and we just had our 3-hour, actually ended up being about 2.5 hour, our athlete orientation. So all athletes returning and new meet in one of the big lecture halls, and they, you know, have different groups come in, whether it's our like tutoring services, our CAPS program, which is you know, psychological, if they need any type of therapy or talk to somebody. Title IX people came in. Oh, of course, nice. We talked to them about social media and the standards, and we talked to them about grades and sportsmanship and the whole nine. So
good.
So it's one of the few, like, other than basketball, one of the few mandatory days, and all of our girls showed up and were there on time and represented and paid attention, and important stuff that they got to learn too. So
very good.
So we had to push this back a little bit, but look perfect. At us.
Yeah,
who's fine. Better than us?
This is perfect. Yeah,
20
absolutely.
Shows episodes. In a row.
Yep. Go figure.
So obviously, there's been a lot happening with the Olympics.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, forget about. We're not even going to talk about today yet. We're going to talk about today, just not yet. How much have you been able to watch, like track and field, or
a little bit, not all of it, of course. But when I'm at work, I got it on TV. We have all the channels.
Yeah.
It's on. I don't know. It's on four or five networks at it.
Yeah.
At one time or another. So I have it on at work. Watch it when I get home a little bit. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The timing of it's a little weird. Same thing in the morning. I get quite a bit of it. Here. And man, some of the track stuff has just been, I don't know if you've seen some of these little comebacks, fourth place sprinting to first.
It's been awesome.
And it's been mostly Americans doing that comeback.
Yeah.
But the sprinter Lyles, right?
Yeah.
Won the 100.
Yes.
By the lean. And
That was awesome.
I mean,
that
unbelievable.
Great,
unbelievable,
fantastic.
Right? Did you see what he did today?
I did. I did catch that. Yes.
Got the bronze.
Got the bronze.
With COVID.
Watching it live and watching him run it, I'm saying to myself, he's struggling.
Yeah, I didn't see it live.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the replay.
Yeah.
I just saw test positive for COVID after winning a bronze.
You know, they say he's a slow starter, but he always wins by coming from behind and picking it up, but he never picked it up. He grimaced a little bit running.
Yeah.
He didn't look the same, but you know, I guess it was revealed after he goes into the back with assistance, you know, and his mother goes back there, and then his mother revealed, yes, he was tested
was he positive for COVID before?
two days ago.
No way.
And it was his choice to run, and obviously he ran.
So that's not a medical thing now at this point. It's up to
I
you?
I guess not. The way they
that's
made
shocking.
It sound
Maybe
is...
Because it's an outdoor thing? That's...
I don't know.
Mind-boggling.
They didn't really elaborate on it either. They said it was his choice to run, so he ran.
So he won a gold in the 100, with COVID.
And the 200 is what he really likes.
The bronze
is what they say, which he got the bronze.
Wow.
And the other kid got the the silver for the U.S.
Interesting. I've had fun. It's pretty interesting now, like some of the traditional sports like beach volleyball. We have no medals at all.
We used to dominate. Yes.
And Cameroon knocked out our men's team. Yeah, knocked out our last men's team. Cameroon, I think. Man, these teams, this is beach volleyball, but some of these traditional sports where the United States just crush everybody, we didn't even medal.
Yeah.
Men
right.
or women beach volleyball, which is pretty crazy. I know women's volleyball won today, so they're playing for the gold medal tomorrow. I know that. I don't know what happened. I had to leave. Jeez, did you know what happened with the American water polo women's?
It went
to a shootout.
I don't believe they won.
Okay, because it was them in Australia. I think it was 9-9.
Yeah, I believe Australia won that.
And then they went to a shootout. Oh, that's too bad. So
they
still have the opportunity to medal the bronze medal game. And then here we go.
Go ahead.
The basketball. Holy smokes.
Yes.
And we just talked a little bit before we got on camera. You know, I don't want to be right, but, you know, I changed my prediction that they'll lose one somewhere along the way. And don't know if you remember, but I said I was hoping it's kind of pool play so it doesn't knock them out.
Right.
But today they were tested.
Oh, they were tested big time. And, no doubt about it.
And Jokic was out there. And who's the other? Who's the guard, the NBA guard?
Bogdanovic or something.
Bogdanovic. Oh, man. Right, he was on
that guy was
fire.
Going off. I forget the lefty's name. He was going off.
Yeah.
Hey, they came to play.
Every time I looked down, they were making shooting a deep three off balance, and it was going
Yeah, that first half was ridiculous.
Luckily for the United States, they have Steph Curry.
Right, Steph finally had a good game.
I mean, a game.
What a better time than today to have him have a good game. And they needed him.
Needed him. We talked, and Embiid had like a 4-minute run of just pure passion and
that was
will
solid.
To win. And of course, LeBron had a couple nice plays. Yep. KD had some clutch buckets. Booker had a pretty big bucket late in the game too.
He put Booker in late in the game, right? In big three, like you says. Yep.
Yeah.
Durant again hit a big shot.
So again, I think it's so funny everywhere I go, just because I'm a basketball guy and everybody knows it. I was in Smith's grocery store today.
Okay.
I ended up having a conversation with five people, four of them I don't know. One guy, Gilbert, who works there. We always talk basketball. He's a Lakers fan. You hear that?
There's the horn. It's a wrap.
He calls all of his buddies working over, like, oh, Coach Savage is here. Let's get his opinion. This team or the dream team? And we start talking about it and can't really compare them, blah, blah, blah. And then we're talking about, how tough it is for this American team. It's not going to get easier for the Americans.
No.
They still have an abundance of talent. And it's still, I don't know what it is, why they don't win these big games. Is it, what is it? Like, why aren't they 20-point winners with who they have?
We said it a few weeks ago, that all these other countries are getting better.
Sure.
Their talent's better. There's a lot of NBA guys in the Olympics now outside of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is it really the best of the best in the NBA in this Olympics? They haven't always done that.
Of Americans, it's pretty close.
I mean, for Americans, right? For the U.S., I don't know. Maybe talent's caught up to them. I don't know.
But you still have Steph and KD and LeBron and AD and like Embiid, who could have played for Cameroon or France, decided to play for the United States. Yeah. I mean, go down the list, and you got somebody like Jason Tatum who didn't check in again.
No, I know.
It is what it is. Of course, I'm a Boston guy. Right? But what the heck, Steve Kerr?
He might have to play him next game. What do you think?
I mean, I don't understand it. Like, there's some – I'm happy that Derek White's getting minutes, and he was okay today. Drew Holiday had some clutch defensive plays and, of course, a nice couple baths. Drew Holiday's one of the best guards in the NBA.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Especially defensively too.
Match him up against anybody. He's a two-way player. He's tough. But how is Jason Tatum not playing? Like, I don't want to hear about matchups. It's just
it's
Serbia, and it's
they looked a little out of whack a little bit today too.
Yeah,
but
I can't put my thumb on it. But we both agreed. Clearly, I want the U.S. to win.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I want them to win gold. I want them to go undefeated. And I want them to beat everybody by 40. I also know as a coach that you're not always going to beat everybody.
Right.
You're not always going to win by 40.
Right.
And some games are going to be close. Listen, Jokic is arguably the best player in the world.
Yeah, he's
just
a good
arguably.
Ball player.
There's
absolutely
an argument to be had.
Tough guard.
He's so crafty and he's so unselfish and all the things, right? But I just feel like I don't know what it is. I don't know. Is it teams play up when they play us? Like South Sudan?
I'm sure they do. Yeah, they have to, right? I mean,
you have to, or you get blown out.
You have to.
But you know, are teams still scared to play us, or you think?
No, I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so.
You're right.
No, you know, they as good as they looked against Brazil, it was just turned around in this game, and they barely held on. You know, hey, you got to come to play Saturday, though.
So, what do you think? What's the? I don't want to give a sweat or anything, but.
Hey,
do they win? Do they win comfortably? Does France win? Does France win comfortably? Let's put it that way.
France
four choices.
Is obviously playing well.
They're bad.
You know, Fournier's playing well, but the thing with Fournier, though, I mean, his defense is, you know,
yeah,
I don't know who he's going to guard, but that whoever he's guarding might go off on Fournier.
Guard Tatum, apparently.
Guard Tatum, and put Holiday on Fournier and lock him down, or put White on him.
Yeah. Fournier always plays well in the the cups and the world championship.
Yeah.
He's an international player. There's some guys that are just way better international than they are in the NBA. And he wasn't a bum in the NBA. Was he with the Knicks?
He was with the Knicks 2 years. I think the first year he played a lot. Scored. And then the second year, I think that's when, Thibodeau had enough of that because he didn't play
no defense.
You got to play defense under Thibodeau, right?
So, but think about it. If you're going to have a team like France, if you're going to have perimeter defenders that don't defend, your cleanup squad is pretty good with Wemby and what's his name?
And I forget the kid's name. You're right.
Defensive player of the year. Yeah. We can't remember his name.
Yeah, Gobert.
Rudy Gobert. Yeah. That's a pretty good cleanup crew.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to be weak in a defensive spot, you can be weak there because the bigs are pretty freaking good. That's Saturday. I think the women... Are the women in or they're women are cruising?
They're playing very
crushing.
Well. Yeah,
don't take your foot off the gas, and I think that's we got to do that as we can. Girls were just asking about Kelsey Plum. Like, hey, what's up with Kelsey? I'm like, she's at the Olympics. She's busy. She's not worried about CSN women's basketball, which she's been in contact a few times, hopefully we can still get that deal done and outfit these young ladies with some underarm hurt the Kelsey Plums. But no, take care of business, Kelsey. Don't worry about us. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah, right. So you stand still here.
And then let's see what other recent swimming. I think we did okay.
Yeah.
I've watched just minimal. A guy from Cuba, a wrestler that wrestled and then put his sneakers off and retired. Good stories, man. Seems like that's just what the Olympics is, man. It's just really good stories, like the American that won the steeplechase, and some good stuff. So this is the closing weekend, right?
The 11th, right? Yeah.
The 11th, today's the 8th, so 9, 10, 11. Yeah, so closing ceremonies this weekend.
Yeah.
I think U.S., as always, is pretty strong in the medal count. The gold count is a little bit closer. I think we maybe are going to separate a little bit with China. But the overall count is not close.
Is
just running away with it.
Yeah.
It's been a good Olympics, and we are rooting you on, men and women's basketball. All programs. We're looking. Karch Kilrai has the women's volleyball team in the gold medal game again, which is phenomenal. Karch Kilrai is one of my favorite. He's probably my favorite athlete / coach of all time for me, just because I'm a big volleyball guy. As an athlete, both he's so decorated as a college athlete, as a beach volleyball player, as an indoor Olympian, and now as a coach, he's just done phenomenal thing with the women's. Karch is, man, I got to see him play live on Cape Cod, and he's probably one of my top athlete coaches of all time.
Very good.
Just amazing player, amazing coach, and all the things. All right, you ready? Let's get into it. I got a top 10 and I got a blind rank for you this week. Let me check our time. Make sure we're still recording. Oh, we got plenty of time. So here we go. Ready? We're going to do a top 10.
Okay.
This one is centers, NBA centers all time.
Okay.
And the category is the most triple doubles of a center.
Oh, wow.
So if you sit and think, I'm just going to give you a hint. Think of the best centers in the world and go from there. Let's see how you do.
Jeez, of all time triple doubles.
Yep.
That's all a tough one right there. I don't know. Is Jokic, is he considered a center?
Yeah.
All right, let's go right there.
Where do you think he lands?
Of all time?
Yeah.
top five.
He's number one.
Already, yeah, number one already.
He's number
yeah.
one.
Number
is,
one already.
He's
yeah.
not even close.
Yeah.
He's got 130 triple doubles.
I didn't realize he had that money. Wow. Okay.
Oh, 130 triple doubles.
Okay.
Put it this way, second place is 78.
Wow. Wow. Well, is Luka, what's Luka considered? Nope. No, he's Luka's not considered a center, right? Yep. Power forward. Okay.
Guard, guard, power forward. He does everything but the center.
Okay.
But again, think of some of the greats. Just knock them out.
Well, yeah, now you can talk block shots, two and rebounds. What about Bill Russell?
Bill Russell is number five.
Yeah.
And he has 17. Just think about that. 130, wow. 17. 130 wow. is just mind-boggling.
Okay.
And it's not because he's such a great passer.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
going to score 10 points every single time he steps on the court.
Yeah.
He's going to most likely grab 10 rebounds every time he plays, but he passes the ball so well. Absolutely. I'm going to keep going back to that. I'm just... 130, and he's not. He hasn't even.
Oh, he's not done
yet. I don't even know
yeah.
if he's in his prime.
Yeah,
there's his bobblehead right there.
There you go.
All right, yeah, you got it. Let's.
What about Jabbar?
Jabbar's number four with yeah. 21. See, there you go. We're getting some of the big boys out of the way.
About David Robinson.
David Robinson is on the list at number seven.
Seven.
He
already.
Has 14.
Okay.
Triple doubles.
All right.
There's the horn.
That's a wrap.
Keep going. You got a couple.
You know,
more.
I don't know if he's on
of all time.
I'll wait on this guy. What about Duncan? Is Duncan considered to
no,
say
he's
the power forward?
Yep.
Okay, I know he played a little five yep. here and there. But
there's two guys on here. I don't know.
What about Shaq?
Shaq is not on here.
He's not on there. Okay.
Nope. He was a scorer and a rebounder. Didn't pass much.
Well, I'm thinking block shots. A couple of block shots on there. You know what I mean?
The low tied for 10th is 9, so he has under 9, Shaq.
Mm. Okay. I don't think he's that. What about Moses Malone? No?
Nope.
Nah.
Again, point, score, rebound. That man did not pass the ball.
Yeah. You know,
and he wasn't really blocking shots.
He was great, though, man.
Was he 6'10"?
If that.
If that,
yeah,
6'9",
he was,
6'10".
He was great.
Rebounding
man.
Machine.
It was great.
I would say you got two legends in here still. And one borderline, two names I've never heard of. I'm not even gonna. I'm going to give you number eight, Alvin Adams.
I remember Alvin Adams. He's a Hall of Famer. Yeah. Alvin, Alvin Adams.
For the Bucks?
Rockets.
You
might be thinking of Bob Lanier for the Bucks.
I don't. Alvin Adams. I don't.
Oh, Alvin Adams. I'm thinking Alvin Hayes, but Alvin Adams played for the Suns. He's Alvin Adams is not a Hall of Famer. That's Alvin Hayes. This is you're thinking of
Alvin.
You said
Adams.
Alvin Adams. I think he played for the Suns.
Man,
yeah,
12.
Yeah, I wouldn't have come up with Alvin Adams, but I know
who
you're talking about.
And I'm going to give you number tied for number 10 is Sam Lacy.
Oh, Sam Lacy. He played for the Kings way back.
I have no recollection of this.
I think
this
he played.
Man,
that might have been the Kansas City Kings back then.
And he had,
that was.
He had 9. He's tied for 10.
Yeah.
The rest of them we're going to work with you on, okay? One guy that's currently playing, young center.
Currently playing, young center.
Father of a phenomenal,
son
of a phenomenal European player and / NBA player.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Arvydas Sabonis?
Yep, his son, DeMontis, is number 3
on the list. Yeah, DeMontis, yep.
he's at 35.
And he's already there. He's only been in the league a few years.
I know. He's at 35, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
Let me think of some old-time centers.
I mean,
big guys. Centers.
Who's a center from back in the day that could probably still play in today's game? Like, legit. Size.
I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody, of course, but
jumping ability. Probably half of his were blocks.
Yeah.
He probably has more quadruple doubles than the rest of this list.
What about Hakeem Olajuwon?
Hakeem is on there. That's not who I was talking about, but he's sixth.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
With 14, because he did pass the ball pretty well and had a couple
Olajuwon
of blocks.
Was great. Yeah.
Yeah, he passed the ball out of the post pretty well. Hakeem was six, so we're down to three left. You're missing number two.
Am I?
One of the best centers, old school centers of all time.
It's not my guy Willis Reed, is it? Nah.
When you think Bill Russell, who was his arch rival?
Bill Russell's arch rival? Why am I drawing a blank? Back then, I'm going to throw one out, though, not his arch rival. What about the A-Train, Artis Gilmore?
Nope, that's a great guess.
Yeah. No, great okay. guess. Bill Russell, who did he match up against?
Initials are W, WC.
WC.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be pissed, you missed. Wilt Chamberlain.
Oh, Wilt Chamberlain. Yeah, you're right. How could I forget about the Stilt? Yeah.
Wilt the Stilt, 78. You're right. Like I said, he had probably more the quadruple blocks, doubles
yeah.
than
yeah.
some games. He'd have like 20 blocks.
Yeah, I know.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, like insane crazy.
Numbers. Yeah. So I'll give you a hint with number 9.
Okay.
Here's your hint.
Oh, Dikembe.
Dikembe.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mutombo. That had to be blocks too, right?
Yeah, he had 10. And then your last one is tied for 10th.
Let me think here.
He does not play in the league. He currently plays overseas. Played at the University of Kentucky. Won a championship with Golden State.
He's overseas.
Center. Yeah, plays overseas. Plays in Asia right now. Wants to get back in the league bad. Lives here in Vegas.
Oh, shoot. Too many guys going through my head.
Think of the centers for the Warriors. All right, so it's not Andrew Bogut.
No. I'm drawing a blank there.
He might lead the league in technical fouls.
He was a center.
Yeah.
He's overseas now?
Yeah.
Drawing a blank.
You ready?
Yeah.
Boogie Cousins.
Oh, Boogie Cousins.
DeMarcus.
Oh, I didn't realize he lived out here.
Yeah, he lives in Vegas.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. He had 9, so that's your list. Jokic, 130. Wilt, 78. Sabonis, 35. Kareem, 21. Bill Russell, 17. Hakeem, 14. David Robinson, 14. Alvin Adams, 12. Yeah. Dikembe Mutombo, 10. Sam Lacy, 9. And Boogie Cousins, 9.
Yeah.
That's your top 10.
Adams and Lacy. I remember those guys, but I didn't think they were
yeah.
top of the list like that. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, Wilt pretty interesting.
Wilt is still,
I'm still blown
him.
Away how many Jokic has. And he's probably going to finish with another 130. I mean, he's going to have 260 when he's
there. Oh, like he's got a lot of years to go, yeah.
That distance is going to be bananas.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, Sabonis is the only other person playing.
Sabonis has got a lot of years 35. Left, too. Yeah.
He's only been in the league probably 6 years, six, 7 years.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
How many three-pointers do you think Draymond Green has in his career?
In his career?
Yeah, just throw out a guess. This is an odd one.
5.
He has 650.
Does he really?
Yes.
See, I just don't – I never really paid attention to Draymond Green. I got to be honest with you.
653s.
I mean, I watched the Warriors, but I just never paid attention to him.
I'm going
to
blow your mind. Guess how many threes Larry Bird has in his career?
600.
649.
649, same thing. Right, I knew you were going to say
Draymond
that.
Draymond Green has one more three-pointer than Larry Bird.
Yeah. Yep.
Make that make sense.
Yeah. But we're not comparing Draymond Green to Bird, just like we're not comparing
absolutely
this year's
not.
Olympic team
I'm
to the
just,
Dream Team.
I'm just stating facts here. That Draymond Green has one more made three-pointer than Larry Bird. Now, I'm sure Larry's career, a bulk of it must have been, was it before the three-point line? No.
No, he was all three.
He was
point
all
line.
3-point line.
He was all 3-point
Think
line.
About
I, believe, I believe, yeah.
Draymond Green has one more three than him.
Yeah. Well, Larry shot a lot of mid-range. He was a mid-range shooter. That was a lot of his game. And going through the hoop a little bit, too. I mean, he got his fair share of free throws up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was Larry Legend. Yeah.
Larry Legend, yeah. It's funny, you know, he's been out and about a little bit more lately. He was in hiding. Not in hiding, but he wasn't very he wasn't out and about much. Last couple years, but he has been lately. He's a character. I love watching those little clips of his trash talking and
some of the
folks, you know, the guys he used to play against. I saw one, I think it was yesterday or the day before, the story of him and Chuck Person from
Indiana.
From Indiana, man, what a cool story that was. And that was at the tail end of Larry's career, but he did not back down. Fed off it.
Larry Chuck backed Person. It up.
Larry always backed it up, right?
Well, you heard the story about Cornbread Maxwell, right? Mm. First practice after they drafted Larry Bird. Yeah. And Cornbread Maxwell said, hey, this white boy can't play. Who's this white boy? Yeah. After the first practice, they get back into the locker room. You know what Cedric Maxwell said? Yeah. This white boy can play.
No,
you know what I mean? Yeah, that's another funny story. Yeah.
No, yeah.
He could play, man. And it's a shame why he's fallen down on a lot of people's list. It's a shame. But,
you know,
Larry could play, man.
And I know we had this conversation a couple weeks ago about comparing the Dream Team to this team. And like I said, when I was in the grocery store, it came up again today. And I'm like, you know what? I can compare them, but you can't compare them. You just can't. Yeah. You can't.
Errors are tough.
Is, you know, because one of the guys there was like, yeah, they had Larry Bird. Larry Bird played 6 minutes a game for the Dream Team. Yeah. His back was so bad.
Yeah.
Like, so if you're taking that team and playing this team, Magic was old, had retired. Magic was retired.
Yeah.
Like, think about some of the older guys. Like, Stockton is not going to stay with Steph Curry. Like, and I know we did the opposite and compared them, but the more I thought about it, I'm like, you can't compare them. Because it's like comparing Jordan to LeBron. Could LeBron have played then? Could Jordan have played now? You can't do that. You just can't. Tough. It's just a different world.
Game's different too.
And you know, and I was just talking to our athletic director, Yvonne Wade, because she ran in two Olympics and she's, you know, Hall of Famer at University of Colorado for track and field. And her husband is amazing, Larry Wade. And I saw another fact about, I think it was 1988, I want to say. I could be wrong with the year. Carl Lewis just owned track and field for so many years. Sprints, 4x1s, 4x2s, long jump. He owned track. He was track and field.
Yeah.
And his gold medal winning sprint in the 100 would have been last place. And in this year's race, he would have been in last place. And it's, again, not just advancements in technology and training apparatuses and training, you know, the medical and chemical side of all this stuff and how to get better. But you can't compare Carl Lewis to then because to now.
It's tough.
You know, it's just.
The errors are tough to compare.
Yeah, they are tough to compare.
Sports changes.
So I'm not saying by any means Draymond Green is a better shooter than Larry Bird.
Not even close.
But it's, you know what I'd like to see? You know what I would like to see? I'm going to look this up after the show. Is what Draymond's shooting percentage must be freaking high. To have made 650. I mean, how many has he shot? You know, and I bet you his shooting percentage is probably pretty high. But I'm the same thing. Draymond's, you know, I guess if he plays for your team, you love him.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't, you know, it's like Bill Laimbeer or Rick Mahorn or, you know.
Any of those guys like
any
that.
Any of those guys. Yeah. It's, if he plays for you, you love him. It's
Dennis
Pat
Rodman.
Beverly. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do not want him anywhere. I don't want to play against him ever because he's such a pain in the butt, but I wouldn't mind him coming off my bench.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, that's an interesting one. What do we got? The Hall of Fame game was rained out.
Yep. They did not finish it.
Did not finish it.
Yeah.
I saw some people pretty upset with some sports books that the NFL is calling it a complete game, and in the records it shows one loss, one win, or something like that.
Oh, so they counted
it.
Some
sports books aren't paying it out.
No, you got to play a certain amount of minutes, and they didn't reach that the minutes
that
were supposed to be reached.
Is that what it was? Certain amount of minutes.
Yeah.
Some pretty interesting stuff. You know, there's, you know, and you have a little bit of background, but there's the sports book, man. They got their rules.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not going to bend them.
No.
So it's
not
either
at all.
I think it is a 55-minute game. Yeah. I think that's what the minimum was. Speaking of hotels, we were talking about the Red Rock.
Yeah.
Had a little altercation this past week. Was it two stabbed, one shot?
Something like that. Yeah, I think the security guard did the shooting.
Is that right?
I think he shot the...
The assailant, the knife-wielding.
Yeah.
Unprovoked is from what I understand.
Yeah.
I don't know all the details, but, you know, the Red Rock is our spot.
Yeah.
We were there last night. Julie and I were there last night. I mean... Right in front of the noodle, the cafe and the noodle spot.
Yeah.
Jeez, it's tricky. You know, it's you sprinkling a little alcohol with a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It can be a tricky time when you're out in Oh, in public, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I think it happened inside the casino, I think, right?
It did.
By the machines or something. It did, right? It's nuts, man.
Yep, it did. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, what's the craziest thing you've seen in a casino go down?
Well, you see fights all the time, fights at the bar.
Do you see with your current schedule, do you see less of that day shift?
I do. We're a lot slower now, too. That's one reason why. But I got off of the night shift.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to be around that anymore. Well, not that I got off it, but the day shift became available, so I took it.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I can avoid being on the night shift, I hope I can avoid it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm done with the nightlife.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I can help it, you know, who knows? You know, you got to do what you got to do, but. Yeah, there's always crazy stuff going on. There's some stuff I can't say that I've seen going on.
Yeah, my mind is going bananas because I worked in the casinos for quite a few years.
Yeah,
I worked at comedy clubs and
pools
and restaurants and all that stuff. But I got one I got to share.
Yeah.
And I'm obviously going to withhold the name. So let's see. I'm working at the Mirage. Rest in peace, Mirage.
Yeah.
Is officially closed now. It's going to be the Hard Rock, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Which is crazy because the Hard Rock used to be crazy.
It's the
evolution of it all, but
different owners. But
anyway, so I was at the Mirage and I was working. I think at the time, right before this, I was working at the buffet. I was one of the managers of the buffet. One of the best jobs in the world.
Right.
I love buffets. Cravings was the name of it. One of the best buffets in the city, hands down. That's when everybody had a buffet. Cravings was it. We had a sports bar in the buffet. You could pay us, $25 and unlimited drinks. So you go in with your buddies on a Sunday morning, pay your, $30 buffet and pay a $25 all you can drink and sit there all day and eat and drink all you want. There was no time limits. There was no nothing.
It was all day.
It was pretty freaking cool. Yeah. So I can't remember why, but I got moved. I think it was a graveyard position had opened up. Over at Carnegie Deli.
Yeah.
And I was getting ready to... No, I took that graveyard position. So I got this staff. So about 11 o'clock is when the swing shift switches over to grave.
Yeah.
So I come in as a manager. I come in at the end of the swing shift. So I get to know the whole staff and all the servers. And there's this one guy. Again, I won't use his name. And he was a server. Really good guy. Good server. Never any problems. But... when he was done working, he'd go play. And some places allow it, some don't.
Yeah.
Some you got to go play somewhere else. Yeah. Some places didn't care. And some people, even if that was the rule, they would either do it or don't. So anyway, this particular guy would play every now and then after. And he'd sometimes play, deep into the morning, like 3 in the morning. Mm-hmm. He got off at 11. He's still playing at 3. And I'm like, buddy, go home. I don't tell you what to do, but whatever. Fast forward now a couple months. I move over to the Monte Carlo, working with my friend Tanisha at the pool.
Yep.
So, not working at the Mirage anymore, not working at Carnegie Deli. I come in the morning, 7 in the morning, I think the pool opens 7:30, whatever, I get there. And I'm walking in, and security guards that I know, the security guard's like, hey, you might want to come check this out. Something's going down at the pool. I'm like, what the heck's going down at the pool? And for those of you who don't know, the Monte Carlo had a big wave pool. We had a lazy river, big wave pool, just like the Mandalay Bay, a little bit smaller, but a big wave pool. So we go out there, and there's already 10, 20 security guards out there. And there's a guy in the wave pool, and the pool's not open. And he's in a full-blown outfit, tuxedo-type outfit, which is what they wore at Carnegie Deli.
Yep.
So I'm getting closer, and I'm like, oh, what is this banana head doing? Get out. Nope, not getting out. Security guards don't want to get in. They're trying to fish him out with the pole. And he's like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is. Guy starts taking his clothes off. Now he's skinny dipping. And everybody's going, what are we going to do? Like, they're talking about draining the wave pool. Nobody wanted to go in.
No.
So I'm like, this is bananas. Now we're supposed to be open. We're holding people back. They're about to the point where they're going to send somebody in. And I get up and I get a little closer. It's the guy, from Carnegie Deli. Yeah. And I went, oh. And I said his name out loud. And he turned around like, who knows my name? And I was like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, Savage? I'm like, get out. Yeah. He was like, immediately out. As soon as I was like, get out. And he walked out. Freaking guy. Not even the same. How'd you end up at my the casino I'm at? Decides to go for a swim and then turned it into a skinny dip. Yeah, you see a little bit of everything in Vegas. And the more I think about it, the more stories I got. But that's probably for a whole nother podcast. I'm not even talking about another episode.
Yeah.
I'm talking about not on the doo-doo and foo-foo and hoo-hoo. We're not doing that here. But, man, I'll tell you, just like you, working in the casino for so many years, it's there's some crazy stories. But, yeah, that was a treat, that one. All right, you ready? We're going to do a blind rank.
Okay.
All right, so remember what blind ranking is.
Yes.
Is we're going to go 1 through 10.
Yep.
You got to put them where you don't know who's coming after you,
yep.
after this person. So this is going to be an interesting one. You too can play at home live if you're watching this. But
top 10?
Top 10. So this one is GOATs, greatest of all times.
Any sport.
And I'm going to give you a name.
Or of anything. Okay.
These are all GOATs. There's a couple in here.
Yep.
That... I guess, I'm going to let you put them where you want.
Okay.
GOATs, greatest of all times. Ready?
Okay.
Yep. We're starting big with Babe Ruth. Where does Babe Ruth go on a scale of 1 to 10 without knowing what GOATs come next?
Okay. 2.
Okay. Babe Ruth is number 2.
Oh, boy.
That's a good one. And I'll remind you as we start adding them here. Check our time. We're good. Yep. Oh, it's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
Muhammad Ali.
Ooh. 3.
Oh boy, he's loading up early. Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, 4.
Oh. Tiger Woods.
7.
7, Tiger. Novak Djokovic.
8.
Michael Jordan. 8. Let me know if you need a recap.
Oh, man. Shoot. 5. 5.
Jordan at 5. Oh. Michael Phelps.
10.
Ooh, that was a quick one. Yeah. That was a quick one. Tom Brady.
6.
Oh, that's the New York.
No.
All right, you only got 2 left. Serena Williams.
9.
Your number one GOAT of all time is Messi.
Messi, yeah, there you go.
Ready? Let's get the recap.
There you go.
Messi number 1, greatest of all time in any sport. Babe Ruth number 2, Ali 3, Wayne Gretzky 4, Jordan 5, Tom Brady 6, Tiger 7. Novak Djokovic, 8. Serena Williams, 9. Michael Phelps, 10. You got two switches, 2 changes you can make.
You're going to put Jordan 1.
Jordan 1. You could have put Jordan 1.
No, but I'll tell you why.
Because you thought somebody was coming that
I
didn't
I thought somebody was coming, correct.
Jordan 1.
Jordan 1.
We'll move Messi to 5.
Messi to 5. Well, I get 2 moves?
Yeah, we got 1 more move.
I'll put Brady ahead of Messi.
So Brady 5?
Yeah, Brady's got to go ahead of Messi,
Messi. Now, who'd you think was coming?
Jim Brown. Because we've talked about him in the past. That's what, and me being a Syracuse guy, him being,
he was going to be number 1.
Well, and him being up there in football of all time anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I knew Brady was coming.
So here's the interesting thing about this is I didn't make this list, right?
Okay.
I saw this on a video on social media.
Okay.
John Jones was on the list originally.
The
MMA.
MMA,
but I switched him out with Serena.
Okay.
Because Serena Williams is... pretty freaking good.
Yeah.
But you're right. I should have had another football player in there.
Yeah.
But I don't. Who's the GOAT?
What?
Football.
Football. Jim Brown.
Jim Brown is the GOAT.
Yeah, he's the GOAT.
I mean, is that a Syracuse?
No, he's the GOAT. Who's better than Jim Brown?
I've never heard Jim Brown as a GOAT.
Yeah, Brady's. You got Brady on there. That's good. Brady's on there.
Jim Brown.
Yeah.
I mean, Jim Brown is a special player.
But
I hear, who do you hear? You hear Montana.
Montana. What about Lawrence Taylor on the defensive end anyways?
LT.
On the defensive end.
Interesting. Yeah. So you thought, okay. You know, I saw this list and I saw the guy. And let me tell you, blind ranking is so difficult. Yeah. That's why you got to give him a couple of redos, right?
You know, it's funny you mentioned Serena Williams. Remember when we did a GOAT of all time of each sport, first one that came off the top of your head, and I said Chris Everett?
Uh-huh.
That was another one. Yeah. We've talked about how we go home later or later on in the day.
Of course.
Serena Williams came to my mind later.
Yeah.
You know how that goes, just off the cusp. But,
even Tiger Woods. There's so many guys. Arnold Palmer. There's the Golden Bear. There's so many people that you could pick. So the only one I changed was John Jones, because it's funny that when they were doing it with this one guy who made his list, they said John Jones, and he's like, who the heck is that? 10. Like, I don't even know who he is. So I'm like, I know Mike knows MMA, but and everybody, he's pretty much a consensus, you know, best of all time MMA. But I was like, let me drop
John
that.
Jones's brother, I believe Chandler Jones, played out here for the Raiders. Syracuse, but yeah, I think he played for the Cardinals also. He got himself in a little bit of hot water, but
should I have had Carmelo on that list?
No, I can't be too biased on that.
I'm just testing your orange.
I can't be too biased.
Look,
on
you
that.
Got orange here on your Gatorade caps. Pretty interesting. You know, if you can, I mean, so many of them are so close. Jordan, Babe Ruth, Ali, Wayne, Gretzky. I mean,
Ali,
Wayne Gretzky, Ali. Tiger. I mean, there's so many great. You went quick with Phelps, though. That was surprising.
Yeah, tell your story about him off air.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, see, now you're
but I still put him there. I'm glad I did put him there. I don't know. Maybe ahead of who you put him ahead of? Serena, Messi, maybe. I don't know. Who did I put for 8?
Jokovic. I mean, Jokic.
Joker.
No, not Nikolai. The tennis player.
Tennis player. But
Novak. Djokovic.
Solid.
And there's some questions as if he's the GOAT of tennis. There's people that would say other people as well.
Yeah.
But the blind rankings are kind of fun.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It is good stuff. Well, it's an odd night. Like I said, it was so much going on. I didn't have a whole bunch, but those were two good ones.
Good.
Top triple doubles centers of all time.
Yeah.
We learned a little something that the Joker is no joke when it comes to triple doubles, and
I still can't believe I forgot Chamberlain.
But
that's the thing, when we go off the cuffs, you try to think quick.
You gotta go.
Love it.
So what do we got coming up this week? We've got the end of the Olympics, football preseason's coming up. Starting to get a little bit more off in the games. We have here at CSN, got a couple more weeks till school starts, a couple more open gyms.
Yeah.
Excited for to see what the season brings this year. It's going to be fun to be able to do the show during the season. I don't know how it's going to work, but
we'll figure it out.
And we are so close to activating that third mic. I have probably like 10 or 15 people that have said want to do it, to do it, and we'll get them in and start the roll. So there we go.
Yeah.
We're at 45 minutes.
Yep.
I'm going to call it on that. So thank you out in TV land and internet world for tuning in, and hopefully everything recorded.
Yeah,
and,
we'll find out.
We're going to see you. Listen, there's a lot of 21s that we can name for next year.
Yeah.
A lot.
One came to head already.
So many.
We'll say that next
year. So anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. I'm Doodoo Savage, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
See ya.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.